anointing. Hold me anointing. Hold me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing, fall on me, anointing, hallelujah, fall on me, anointing. Fall on me, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing, fall on me, oh, oh, anointing, hallelujah. Fall on us, hallelujah, anointing. Fall on us, let the power of the Holy Ghost, yes, fall on us, anointing. Fall on us. Oh, yeah, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us, anointing, fall on us. Oh, yeah, anointing, oh, Lord, fall on us. Fall on us today, anointing. Fall on us. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us, anointing. Fall on us. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us. Oh, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us. That's just a category. That the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us, anointing, fall on us, oh yeah. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us, anointing, fall on us, let your Shekinah glory fall on us. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us, anointing, fall on us. Oh, yeah, anointing. Hallelujah. We give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. There's a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary, God is here. You feel this anointing. Hallelujah. There's a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary, God is here. There is a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary, God is here. He is here. He is here to break the yoke and lift the heavy burden. Hallelujah. He is here. He is here to heal the hopeless heart and bless the broken. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary, God is here. He is here. He is here to break the yoke and lift the heavy burden. He is here. He is here to heal the hopeless heart and bless the broken. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary, God is here. Come on and lift your hands and say, he's here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is here. Hallelujah. To lift the yoke and be the heavy broken. Hallelujah. He is a here. He is a here to heal the hopeless heart and bless the broken. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary, God is here. You hear his voice. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. You hear your, you feel your burdens lifting right now. Speak, Lord, speak, Lord. Hallelujah. He is here. He is here. To lift the heavy burden, he is here. He is here. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried. When the saints you worry, God is here. Hallelujah. He's here. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good morning once again to the TMC call. My name is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio. We have tagged this day simply, Thank You, Jesus, Tuesday. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, God, with a spirit of thanksgiving in our heart, oh, Father. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, we couldn't thank you enough. But, God, as we touch and agree on this line on today, we know that your presence is here, Father God. And we know as we believe in our heart, God, if we're unified in the spirit, Father, Lord, we can ask you what we will. We ask in mighty God, Lord, that you continually, Father, keep us in the bosom of your hands, your heart, oh, Father God, that you continually, Father, favor us in all ways that you can, that you continually pour out your blessings from heaven throne on us, God. Give us your strength, God. Father, your peace, your comfort, God. Each and every day, Father, we thank you right now, God. We lift up the birthday girl right now today, Father God, your evangelist, your representative, Father God, Minister Wanda, Father God, that you bless her today. Favor her, God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her very feet, Father. Anoint her, Father God. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, God. Lord, that you continually bless them and hear their heart, God, and answer every prayer, Father. We thank you that their footsteps are ordered in your word, Father. We thank you for the speaker on today, Almighty God. Lord, that you anoint your word bearer, Father God. Lord, that you pour out through them, God, from their belly, Father God, shall flow your living waters, Father, and we thank you today. Father, give us an ear to hear what your word is saying to our church on today. I ask, Lord, that you bless every caller, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever they stand in the need of, be their Jehovah Jireh, Father. We thank you, Father, for the Artist Life family in this entirety, the owners, God, every distributor, every customer, God, that's there and there to come, Father, that you continually, Lord, lay your hand, oh, Father, your mighty hand, your outstretched arm upon each and every one of us in a mighty way. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we walk in healing and wholeness, Father, like never before. We love you today. We thank you today. We bless your great name on today. These are the blessings we ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Pray the heavens down, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Minister Brenda, you can take it away.
Amen. God bless you. So good to hear your voice this morning, and thank you for that awesome prayer. As always, thank you for seating and greeting everyone. So appreciate you and Minister Roslyn. Oh, my goodness, yes, you brought us before his presence this morning. He is here. I love that song. He is here. And I know you guys feel the presence of the Lord this morning. Good morning, good morning. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Keisha, and in behalf of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts, we say welcome to the Telecommunication Sanctuary. And we'll also say happy, happy birthday to our minister, Wanda Walker, in Chicago. God bless you. Let me share a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010, where our wonderful co-founder said yes to the master. Started this call standing on God's word, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website you can go to. It's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and you'll notice the messages have been archived there as well as the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. You might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry. You can greet, you can host, you can share a word from the Lord. You may even have a song in your heart. Come and just be a blessing and serve as unto the Lord. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And if you're not able to do so verbally on Fridays, you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Now, right after this call, every day there's a morning motivational call, and it's a call that is with Artist International, Artist Life. That's the company that most of us are a part of and have. That's what started this call. And you can find, I'm telling you, the best products that are helping people around the world with their health. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll share more information with you. But today on the Morning Motivational Call is Presidential Tuesday, and they'll be speaking more on the business side of the call. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. It's Presidential Tuesday with manager, awesome lady, Artemis Whitaker from Houston, Texas. Now, Wicker, I'm sorry, getting these words mixed up, but let me tell you, this company has been established well over 30 years, and we definitely want to say a shout-out to our awesome co-founder, and he is one of the sons of the founder of the Artist Life, and it is Alejandro Diaz de Leon. We are so thankful for this man who have stood tall and took over, him and his wife. And we want to shout out and say happy, happy birthday to Alejandro Diaz de Leon. Thank you for being the man and the founder and the leader that you are. So appreciate you. Well, now we're going to go on. I'm going to get out of the way because we have a woman of God who is strong. She is powerful. She stands in her own right, and she stands in the right of her master. She loves the Lord with all her heart. And when she comes on, she's always joyful. It's like if she has a bad day, you really don't know it because she say, this is a joyful morning. And I love hearing her say that because she's setting the atmosphere not only for herself but for others. She is a leader out there in that New York State. She is from the Bronx, New York. She is in the name of Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. The woman who has stood tall in her community, she has served as the 79th Assembly District Leader. She has been elected, she has been appointed, and she has been anointed to serve the community in such a capacity. Many people are missing her in her previous leadership. But I tell you, I thank God for her because she loves God. She loves to come with a joyful heart. And I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Good morning, Minister Brenda Terrell. We so appreciate you. This is a joyful morning. I'm so happy this morning to be alive. That's one of our good partners say, and I'm thanking God. I'm rejoicing this morning. I'm rejoicing. I just thank God for everything because without him, I wouldn't even be here, and I have to thank God for my two amazing co-founders. So let me just thank you again for that awesome introduction. I have to pay you later, so that's I have to thank you. And thank you, Minister Keisha Lee, for that tag. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, we have to thank him. Hallelujah. It has been your beautiful prayer. We so appreciate you and all that you do. Oh, thank you, Mr. Rosalind Peters. Hallelujah, for ushering us in this morning at praise and worship. He is here. Yes, he is here. I'm so glad to notice he's here this morning. And yes, I'm honored my two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wonderful, for their leadership on the Master's Call Monday through Friday. You can't miss it. You got to go to the event. You can't miss it. I can't miss this call. Hello, somebody. And I just want to say I appreciate you both so much. And happy belated birthday, Reverend Dr. Pacola. I said happy birthday to my friend there, Evangelist Wanda Walker, and also Alejandra. Happy birthday. I love birthdays because they mess mine up. So I appreciate the birthday. Y'all enjoy it to the fullest. You got your health and strength, and use your artist products, and you will be okay. I appreciate everyone for joining us this morning here on the Master Calls. I can't thank you enough and all the BS De Leon family for sharing artist life with us, and also the staff that keep our products shifted to our homes each and every month. I can't thank you enough for this call. I can't, every time I think about it, I just think how God has put me somewhere I had no idea I was going to be. But he already knows. Like you say, he knows all the hair on your head when you was born. He knows what you're going to be doing throughout your life. Maybe you might do some detours, but I'll tell you one thing. I did some detours, but I had to come back to God. And I thank him today. I won't be before you long, but I just want to let come against his faith. Thank you. Let me pray. I pray for God's power today to guide me. God mighty to uphold me. God willing to teach me your way, God, to watch over me, to bring me to a level where we can understand that we are moving forward. I love you like the love of Jesus, and I thank you this day, Lord. Give me the strength to go on. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, I'm going to come to you a few minutes. And my subject today, living in the now of freedom. Living in the now of freedom. Think about that. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have sermons and you say you're going to do this, you're going to do that. But God has another one that he wants to for you to birth out of you. So let me just go. I'm going to John 8 and 36 in the NIV Bible. It says, so if the Son of sets you free, you will indeed be free. Amen? Amen. Amen. And I'm going to give you another scripture that came from, because this is John 8 and 36. Again, come out of the MSG Bible. So if the Son sets you free, you are free through and through. Amen? Amen. This is a story I read, and sometimes you know, things that kind of touch your life, where you coming from, and living in the now of freedom, it touches me. When the infirm woman came to Jesus, he reclaimed her freedom. Now he stands erected for the first time in 18 years. When you come to Jesus, he calls you to stand in his spirit. Hallelujah. He will know how important to him. Part of your recovery is to learn how to stand up and live in the now. Let me say that again. How to stand up and live in the now of life instead of then yesterday that was then, but it is now. I can say that because I had to stand. I had to live in the freedom. I had to live in the now freedom because as I move forward in the world I'm in, it is not like Dr. Vanessa, they don't fight fair. I proclaim the abuse. There was healing going into your spirit right now. I speak life into you. I speak deliverance into you. I speak restoration into you. All the mighty name of Jesus, inedible, all power, everlasting name of Jesus, proclaim your victory to you. You proclaim it, living in now of freedom. Yes, the woman that was healed and whole, You recovered the loss and it suffered in the hands of your abuser. You will get back every stolen item. He healed the broken. He reveals your self-esteem, your self-respect, your integrity. All you need to do is allow the power of anointed to touch and hurt and place it. He will take care of your secret. He will touch the place where you've been assassinated. He the woman you would have been. The woman should have been, the woman that should have been God's healing and restored in her. You call him. The enemy wants you to change your destiny through a series of events, but God restores you. He holds it even when it never happened. The triumphant women locked inside shall come forth to worthy glory. He delivered her. He released her. He restores her. He built her. He brings her out. He delivered her from the power of the spirit. Because let me just say, when I was last year, when I went on that journey, you know, God got everything for us. He has things for us to do in life, and we have to maybe step up to the plate and live life to the fullest. And I decided that I was going to take a dive out. And, well, I've been in politics for a long time, but somehow I stood up to stand to run for the seat. So they said, oh, you know, some people, when you're doing something and you believe in it, nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you. Only God can stop you. You have it in your head to do what you have to do. You're going to be on that trail to do what God has you to do. So I lived in the now of freedom. So I thought that when I went out to help our community to grow, to understand what life is about, it's not easy out here. It's not easy. So I found out that you got to move. You got to change your thinking. You have to, you know, live in the now of freedom. So I said, you know, I'm taking the chance. I'm going to do it. I wasn't afraid. I had no fear. Hallelujah. I had no fear. So I said, I lived in the now of freedom. I moved out and I stepped out, and God, you know, he was there with me. I wasn't afraid. And they said, you know, fear don't live in you. Fear and faith don't live in the same house. So I had no fear. So I was reading, and I kept reading, and I kept reading. I lived in the freedom now. So I stumbled over something that says there is seven things that keep you from living in a new power, living in the now. So I'm living in the now. So let me just start. One of them says, mindful of living in the now is making the choices of forces on our presence and living in our experience. It sounds like some things that should be easy, but take effort and practice. If you are struggling to live in the now because of one of these things, and that seven of them that I may not get through, but I'm going to work on it, living in the now. There's no need to rush. What meant for you will always arrive on time. Amen? What meant for you will arrive on time. So, you know, what they say in Resident just keep hope alive. I had no fear. Hallelujah. I kept moving in the now. Because I said, living in the now of freedom, I was free to do whatever I choose to do to help everybody to move forward. And number two says, having good meanings that focus is placed on the future, which is exactly opposite of living in the now. Goals are important for moving forward. Continues to grow day after day. The problem is happening is when you so focus on your future and your goals that you forget the stress it takes to get there. I forgot the stress it took me to get there. God ordered my steps. Hallelujah. He orders your steps. I live in the now. So I asked everybody, Lord, just take my hands and keep me. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar like eagles, ha, wings. they would not grow weary and walk not in that and to be faithful. Listen, that's from Isaiah 43. So we have to be able to understand how God works. He works in our life. He does what he has to do, but you got to be able to understand how he works and believe, living in a now of freedom. I look over my life. Sometimes I say, God, you are everything in my life. You brought me where I'm at today. Hallelujah. So we're going to say, Lord says, stop making goals that focus on shifting you attention on what can happen today, right now, in support of the goals. Others say you're visionary and feeling that results. The biggest goal should be about the little steps. Amen. You should take along the way. Set goals and attention and release and live in a now. Lord God, he sits high and he looks low. So I just say, when I came into 2021, after my scripture was said, be still and know that I'm God. That's what he said. He tells us all, be still. Don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush. He said, living in the now. Living in the now. Living in the now of freedom. Number three says, over planning. Living in the now of freedom is planning naturally. It's fine. It's time, but too much is too opposition of living in the now. When even little failures is scheduled in advance, freedom of enjoying experiences or the happiness of being restricted. Of course, there are things that must get done. Just realize that your day will be better than just happening now. Amen. We want to fix that. We got to fix what we're doing. Keep a few hours every day from freedom of schedule. Give yourself the time for the walk, to have coffee, the daily own coffee, with a friend, or spend time with your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how you do your prayer time. Guard your prayer time. As Dr. Vanessa said, guard your prayer time. God, I create a journal every day. Amen. Create a journal that I write every day what I plan to do, my plans are to do today. It's another, the plans I start out with this morning with my prayer with the master's call. I pray before I come on, and I pray, and I take this as a plan of my action during the day. If you take these things and matter of fact, share with somebody else, living in the now of freedom. Focus on what God has given you. Focus on, don't complain, just thank God every day. Thank him. Hallelujah. He gave you a breath of life this morning, and you got to thank him for everything he's done. Hallelujah. So living in the new, in the now of freedom is releasing failure. Lord said, do not hold on to your failure. Keep living in the past is prevented you from living in the now of freedom. Give to God to know you're here, that you can change the past, but Cynthia Cox cannot change the past. When she's going, I have to live in the now. I have to move forward. I have to, one of our members says, keep it moving with momentum. Don't look back. I said, living in the now. God blesses over and over again. He blesses you. And so if you live in the now, as Reverend Dr. I thank Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wetherill and Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts for the master call. So allow me to make the best decision right now. It keeps me, every morning, it keeps me living in the now of freedom. Yes, I said, be still, know that I'm God. That's why he said, be still. I'm not in a rush. And the fix is, I learn from my mistakes. That lesson with you, not the failure. It can be hard to do. It can be hard to do, but sometimes it takes you to think about the failures. Make sure you always associate with less without with it. And you right now, I share with each and every one of you, you must go through life and live in and be still and know that God is there. And you live in the freedom, living in the now of freedom. God has, he got everything all set up for us. But sometimes we go a little ahead of ourselves. Who can say that? I guess the Honorable can say that sometimes. In closing, your healing journey was freedom is available to you right now. Reach out and receive it. Pray. Declare a freedom of yours. We establish the worth receiving them. So because of your work, because of Jesus, you are worthy to be free. You are worthy to walk in the perfect of freedom and provided by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, living in the now of freedom. Back to you, Minister Bernard Terrell.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, living in the now of freedom. So appreciate you. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you. Lord, there is none like you. We thank you, Father, for this awesome word that you've given us to live in the now of freedom. And Lord, it holds into my heart the word where you said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty whereby Christ have made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Father God, that you have purposely set us in place, Lord God, where we can be free in you, allowing us, Lord God, to be led by the Spirit of truth. And when you say, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we thank you for this woman of God who have been led by the Spirit of God to remind us that we can live in the now in freedom. So, Father God, I ask that you pour back into Minister Cynthia, that you pour back virtues of blessings, Lord God. Pour back virtues of peace, joy, love, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for restoring every part of her being, keeping her in her mind, her right mind, Father God, and being transformed by the renewing of her mind, Lord God, by the Spirit of God. I thank you, Father God, for anointing her and appointing her to go forth in the mission that you called her to work in, Lord God. I ask that you bless all those that are on this call, strengthen them, empower them, and keep them, Father, in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. Order our steps, O God, in your service. Lord, I lift up all those that are having health challenges. We call them healed and whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and we glorify you that they are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, for touching the bereaved families, Lord God, the Cox family, the Powell, the Jeffersons, the Kraft, the Wells family, as well as the Ellis family, Lord, Dickersons and the Flanagans and the Weatherspoon, Father God. Continue to empower them and strengthen them during this season and in this time. We'll be careful to give your name the praise. We'll be careful to give your name all the glory because it belongs to you. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in this season and in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I tell you, you can hear this powerful message. The playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And right now, I'm going to ask if, let me give you the pin, I'm sorry, 957-677-POUND. Okay, that's the same pin. Now, I'm going to ask Minister Tiffany if she will come and sing a rendition of Happy Birthday to our Minister Wanda Walker. And also, we're going to keep in mind, we sang Happy Birthday to Dr. PK yesterday, Dr. Pecola, and we're keeping in mind Mr. Alejandro Diaz de Leon, whose birthday was yesterday as well. God bless you. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Wanda. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you. May all your dreams come true. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. We love you from the Master's Call family. God bless you. Have an awesome and amazing day.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I tell you, singing that happy birthday, I know, really rejoiced her heart. So we're just going to go on and close out the call. I just want to say thank you again, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone and opening us up with that powerful prayer. Thank you so much. And Minister Roslyn, opening us up and starting our day with that awesome time of worship. And I tell you, you definitely allow God to use you this morning. And I want to say again, happy, happy birthday to our one and only Minister Wanda Walker in Chicago. Minister Cynthia Cox, you have definitely been a blessing to us this morning, living in the now of freedom. So appreciate you. And you guys, if you want to, you can go to the Morning Motivational Call next, 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617#. All right, Minister Cynthia Cox, thank you so much for that awesome word this morning. Would you please come and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Brenda. Thank you, Minister Keisha. Thank you, Minister Roslyn, the team. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for your support. Thank you. I thank you, Lord, for being gentle and carrying us when we need it most. Living in the now of freedom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go out and have an awesome day, everyone. God bless you all. Thank you for listening.